The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Thursday, March 7th. We'll bring you the latest from the campaign trail as the presidential race starts to look a little more familiar and tell you about a surprise endorsement for former President Trump. Also, a guilty verdict in the on-set shooting of a cinematographer and a storm system that could kick off many more like it this spring. Plus, what's behind troops now patrolling New York City subways? Why iPhone users are being encouraged to download the latest update ASAP. And we'll explain the latest summer travel trends and their catchy names. Those stories and even more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. 2024 is starting to look more like 2020. President Biden and former President Trump are once again the last major candidate standing in the race for the White House, since both of their challengers decided to drop out. On the Republican side, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley suspended her campaign yesterday, but still did not endorse Trump. Instead, she just challenged him to earn the support of moderate Republicans and independent voters who have supported her. Biden's long-shot Democratic challenger, Congressman Dean Phillips, also dropped out of the race yesterday, but he did endorse Biden. So now both Trump and Biden have started pitching themselves directly to Haley's supporters, a voting bloc that could be key to winning the general election. They're also courting support for lawmakers who have been holding out their endorsements until now. Multiple Republican lawmakers did decide to endorse Trump yesterday, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has butt heads with Trump in the past. By the way, even though the Biden-Trump rematch is pretty much inevitable at this point, the primaries will continue up until the party conventions this summer. Tonight, President Biden is set to give his State of the Union. As always, it's a time for the president to speak on what Americans are going through now and lay out an agenda for the year ahead, all in front of a divided Congress. And this year, there's quite a bit Biden has to contend with. The president is pressing lawmakers to pass spending bills, approve funding for Ukraine, and address congestion at the southern border. He's also expected to bring up the issues of abortion, so-called shrinkflation, and what he sees as corporate greed. Reports say Biden will also mention things that typically get bipartisan support, like helping veterans, cracking down on fentanyl, and ending cancer. You can watch the State of the Union at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It will be on all the major networks and cable news channels and online. Right after Biden's address, Senator Katie Britt of Alabama will give the Republican response. And former President Trump has promised to provide what he called live play-by-play commentary on Truth Social. Houthi militants are still attacking commercial ships near Yemen, disrupting global trade. And now they've claimed responsibility for killing civilian crew members. This week brought the first known fatal strike on a cargo ship since the string of attacks started a few months ago. The carrier was flying a Barbados flag and had sailors from several countries on board. Three of them were killed and at least four others were hurt, some critically. Remember, the Houthis say the attacks are a protest in response to Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza, and have said they're going to keep them up as long as the war continues. But the Pentagon says the U.S. will continue to take military action as well to prevent them as much as possible. The U.S. considers the Houthis a global terror group, and not just because of the most recent incidents. A crew member has been found guilty for her role in the death of a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust. Of course, we're talking about the death of Helena Hutchins, who was killed when the gun that Alec Baldwin was rehearsing with went off. And this week, the production's armorer, who was supposed to be in charge of that gun, was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was supposed to load Baldwin's revolver with dummy rounds, but one round turned out to be live. Prosecutors argued that Gutierrez-Reed was negligent on the Rust set and accused her of bringing the live rounds on set even though they were not allowed. Gutierrez-Reed has said she is not the one who brought the live rounds on set, though, and her legal team defended her by saying her authority was undercut by producers who rushed the crew and overburdened her with extra prop duties. But the jury unanimously sided with prosecutors. She now faces up to 18 months in prison, but her lawyers say they will appeal. Baldwin is also facing an involuntary manslaughter charge and is scheduled to stand trial in July. The southern U.S. is in for a few days of strong storms, including some that could turn severe, meaning damaging winds, large hail, and even tornadoes are all possible. Heavy rain could also cause some flash flooding. The storm system is on track to start tonight in the southern plains, especially Texas and Oklahoma. Then Friday could bring the biggest threats from eastern Texas to much of Louisiana and parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. Things might even linger into the weekend for parts of Georgia, Florida, and the Carolinas. This comes as severe weather season is ramping up in the U.S. You might remember last year, March was much busier than usual with hundreds of tornadoes, and most of them struck areas outside of the traditional tornado alley. But meteorologists say this year is expected to be a little more typical. And that means the usual tornado alley that extends from Texas to Nebraska is most likely to get hit. And activity is expected to ramp up later in the season, like in May. Of course, that could always change, so meteorologists suggest looking for more up-to-date forecasts in the weeks and months to come. We have more news for you still ahead. But first, support for this episode comes from Skims. I am so excited to tell you all about the Fits Everybody collection by Skims, because the material on this entire collection is incredibly soft, stretchy, and comfortable. And look, I had been hearing about Skims for a while, but now that I'm actually wearing their products, I can tell you it lives up to the hype. Everything I got from the Fits Everybody collection, from my new favorite bodysuit that I've worn a ton, to a variety of intimates, has this amazing wow-level buttery soft fabric that I noticed right out of the bag. And honestly, it felt even better when I put it on. I'm replacing a lot of what I had in my closet with Skims ASAP. Already, Skims is now the first items I reach for when I get dressed. And there's something for everyone. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that I sent you, select podcast in the survey, and be sure to select my show, The Newsworthy, in the drop-down menu that follows. Now back to the news. The head of the Federal Reserve gave lawmakers a mostly rosy picture of the American economy. Fed Chair Jerome Powell testified on Capitol Hill yesterday and said there's no evidence or reason to think there could be a recession on the horizon. In fact, he thinks the economy will grow about 1.5% this year. That said, he made it clear the Fed is in no rush to cut interest rates, since there are still fears of cuts reigniting inflation. It doesn't come as great news to Americans who have faced almost 2 years of rising borrowing costs on everything from car loans to mortgages. But Powell said it's very unlikely there will be any rate hikes this year. And the central bank does still expect to cut interest rates eventually. After Powell's testimony, the stock market ended the day on a high note. New York is sending 1,000 National Guard members and state police officers to help NYPD patrol the New York City subway system. It's a major show of force that hasn't been seen since the aftermath of the 9/11 terror attacks. On top of just seeing more law enforcement, commuters will also now have their bags checked in the busiest stations. New security cameras are being installed in conductor cabins, and there will be more subway co-response outreach teams led by mental health experts. All of this is in response to several high-profile assaults that have happened underground lately. New York officials say crime is still rare on the subway system, and there aren't as many incidents as there used to be. But New York's governor acknowledged that, quote, saying things are getting better doesn't make you feel better. It's not clear at this point how long the extra security will be there on the subway platforms, but it started rolling out last night. The TSA is hoping to make airport security checks faster and even safer. This week, new self-screening technology rolled out at Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. We've talked about this new tech before, but this is the first time actual passengers are giving it a go. People are greeted by a screen with do-it-yourself instructions, telling them how to pass themselves and their carry-ons through the process. A virtual agent is ready to assist by answering questions, but is not physically at the checkpoint. Officers can also monitor X-ray machines remotely, but the idea is not as many will be needed, and other officers will be freed up to better focus on broader security concerns. For now, it's so early that it's hard to know how much quicker this process will really be as compared to traditional security lines, especially since there could be a learning curve. That's why, for now, it's only available for TSA PreCheck customers in Las Vegas who speak English. Eventually, the plan is to roll it out to other cities around the country. Apple has released its latest software update for iPhones, and the tech giant says you should download it right away since it patches two security issues that could be exploited. There are some fun features that come with this update, too. For example, at least 100 new emoji, like head shaking up and down or side to side, and a sliced lime. Also, with the new update, Apple Podcasts will now show transcripts as you listen. Caller ID will display information for Apple-verified businesses. Music recognition will let you add songs to your library or playlists. And Apple Cash will now have an actual card number, so you can use your Apple Cash at an online store that does not accept Apple Pay. Just to name a few highlights. You can download the update now in Settings. Barbie is turning 65 years old this week. And to celebrate the iconic doll's milestone birthday, Mattel is releasing a new doll inspired by the original. The new one is called the Incredibly Glamorous Barbie. She's wearing a floor-length black and white ball gown, which is a modern take on the black and white bathing suit from 1959. Even the new Barbie's accessories are a nod to Barbie from back then. On top of the retro-inspired doll, Mattel is also showcasing 8 role model Barbies to honor celebrities who use their platforms for good. For example, actresses Helen Mirren and Viola Davis, singers Shania Twain and Kylie Minogue, and Indigenous influencer Maria Gomez. Those are not for sale, but you can get the Incredibly Glamorous Barbie now. And soon, Mattel plans to add more to the anniversary collection, influenced by Barbie's looks and careers throughout the years. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, I want to talk about our sponsor, Lumi. When other deodorants just were not working for me anymore, I really wasn't sure what to do. But now that I've found Lumi, I am using it every day, and I'm so happy. I will be buying more with my own money when I run out. Because unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver effective 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet. It's paraben-free, baking soda-free, and more. And I love that I can choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine and cool cucumber. Those are my favorites so far. 6 years after she created Lumi, the doctor behind this game-changing whole-body deodorant has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love feeling confident from head to toe. Plus, Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid-stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, 2 free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code NEWSWORTHY at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Forget the beach. Travel experts say the new trend is going on summer coolcations, aka vacations in cooler climates. Condé Nast Traveler says some top destinations this summer are Iceland, Finland, and Scotland. The Baltic nations are becoming more popular, too. One British travel company says the trend really started last year since it saw demand for Arctic destinations go up 235% as compared to just 1 year earlier. So what's behind the trend? Well, a lot of it is climate change, since people want to avoid the record-breaking heat waves and wildfires that have become more common in recent years. Another reason, the animated movie Frozen, which sparked a ton of interest in Norway, since that's the country that inspired the Disney hit. Oh, and it's also very hip to go see the Northern Lights and post all about it on social media. By the way, coolcationing is not the only trend going around this year. Others include go-cations, when you travel for a certain occasion or event, like a concert or the Paris Olympics. Set-jetting is when you visit the filming locations of your favorite TV shows or movies. Sleepcation, when you really just take a trip to get rest. And volunteerism, when you perform good deeds on vacation. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.